make sure you tune in to Block to Block Show. It's a great show.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Brothers and sisters.
I'm over here Block to Block waiting on you to come over the end of the block.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
Block to Block Radio here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.
I got a very special caller on the line. I got Fernando Rodriguez, is a creator of a comic book by the name of Aztec of the City. Now, if that name sounds familiar, there was a comic book that dropped back in the 90s. Well, I'll tell you what, he's at it again. How are you doing this morning, brother?
I'm good, man. Thank you guys very much for having me on the show.
Now, won't you go ahead, just give us some background on the comic book and what made you want to create a Chicano superhero, man?
Well, you know, when I was, I want to say 10, 11 years old, my mom bought me a little shoebox, shoeshine box, and I was working downtown shining shoes back in the day. And this guy, Frank Scadina, I shined his shoes, and he offered me a job at his comic book store. It used to be called Collector's Corner on 200 South First Street in San Antonio. So, you know, from the sixth grade up until the eighth grade, I worked at that place, and I took everything in the store home, you know, Captain America, the Avengers, X-Men, and as I would always buy a lot of my favorite stuff, Daredevil in particular, when I was older, I was in the comic book store just getting some of my favorites, and it just dawned on me that day that, hey, there's nothing. There's no raza, there's no Mexican-American, there's no Chicano superhero. And I looked up and down the store for anything, and there wasn't anything. So I thought, well, you know, I can wait and hope someone does it, or I can just make one. And I went ahead and used, you know, the Aztec culture as the premise for the stories and the hero itself, the Aztec of the City.
The first comic book came out back in the 90s, is that correct?
Cinco de Mayo, 1993, we had a book signing at the Fairmont Hotel. It was put together by Lena Broido, their public relations manager, who's no longer there. Really beautiful, sweet lady. And, you know, I drew the book along with my brother, Horacio Luis. We sent it to the national distributor, and they rejected it. They said the artwork was not on par with the basic comic books. So we added more ink. I asked some of my cousins, Agustin and Amado Rodriguez, to help me. And we tried again, and they rejected that too. So I finally hired a guy. He came to my house knocking on the door. Casey Covedo. He was a recent graduate of the Joe Kubert School of Cartoon Art and Animation in New Jersey. He's from the South Side. He went to Oak Grove High School. And we recreated. We did a volume two. We just did the whole story kind of over, changed a few things, and yeah, that one went nationwide and sold out pretty quick.
Oh, man. I want folks to know a little bit about the Aztec of the City. Can you lay down the story, just a little taste of who the Aztec of the City is?
You know, originally, 19-year-old Tony Avalos was a construction worker, you know, working overtime, and then and an airplane crashes into the building way before 9/11, and he falls into the swimming pool, and he ends up in a coma. And comas are one of the many unexplained sciences of in the universe. You know, you can wake out of it like nothing happened, or you can wake out of it and be totally childlike, or you can be a vegetable. It's you know, it's really a difficult thing to predict. And so that was kind of the premise, where the grandfather comes from Mexico City and puts the blood of Cuauhtémoc, who was the last prince and king of Mexico City, puts the blood that the family has had for 500 years into his bloodstream, and then the soul of Cuauhtémoc, in turn, awakens Tony Avalos from the coma. Things have changed, you know, because I had kids from Overfeld, Mount Pleasant, James Lick, San Jose High, calling and telling me, well, why'd you make him a construction worker? You know, why can't a Mexican be a scientist, an astronaut, a lawyer, a doctor? So in this new Volume 3 version that Ernie Polo of Mountain View, California has drawn with beautiful work, you know, I've changed things up a bit. He's no longer a construction worker. He's now a San Jose State University freshman. My Mexican-American history teacher at San Jose City College also had not liked the fact that the first Aztec of the city was able to fly like Superman, and he would, you know, speak English and knock criminals out, whatever. He didn't like that. He said, you know, if he was an Aztec, if he was Mexica, Nahua, he would be speaking the Nahua language. And so in this new volume, the Aztec doesn't speak. There's nothing in English coming out of his mouth, and he doesn't fly. So, you know, the feedback forced me to make some changes that I thought would be, you know, better for the book and readers.
What is the overall message that you want to convey to the readers who pick up the Aztec of the City comic book?
Well, you know, this new version is kind of like targeted just for the general comic book reading audience. It's a college level reading, where before the reading was tailored for elementary, junior high age. And it's just to give, you know, whoever reads it, of any race, creed, or color, just background on Aztecs, on Chicanos, on Mexicans. It's not, you know, when you talk about Aztecs, it wasn't all just about sacrifices. You know, there was love stories there. There was warriors. There was a community. You know, they had a marketplace. They had things going on, and it wasn't just all the bad things that you hear or they, you know, force down, you know, your mind when you're in school. So I wanted kids or people that can read it to just identify with a different culture, you know, tortillas de la olla, tortillas de harina, just the different things that are part of the Mexican culture that make us who we are. And, you know, and I like who we are. I like being Mexican American, Chicano, Latino, and a lot of people take pride in that. And, you know, I would hope that anyone would support the book and let us continue to get the sales out so that we can move on and do number two.
Like you mentioned earlier, growing up, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I try to make Batman Chicano.
That's pretty cool.
But for seeing a lack of our story being told, a lack of superheroes for our community, instead of complaining about it, you went out there and created it. I want to give you a shout out. I want to tell you thank you. And the generation of young Chicanitos, the youngsters growing up, now they do have a Chicano comic book hero to look up to. Now, before I let you go, I want you to drop down some information. How could folks out there see, or how could they pick up a comic book, Aztec of the City?
They can call my promoter, Adriana Garcia Cabrera. Her number is 250-9245. She's got copies herself. You know, another thing that would help is if readers or listeners call their comic book store and ask, hey, do you have Aztec of the City? And they, in turn, would call my son, who delivers all the comic books. My son, Luis, will put them in the comic book store if that's a little more convenient for people.
Before I let you go, is there a message that you want to give out to the folks out there this morning? I know comic book readers come in all ages. But what is a message that you want to send to all the youngsters out there?
You know, Albert Einstein said that fantasy was more important than his talent for positive knowledge. And, you know, a lot of people love fantasy. That's why we go to the movies. That's why we watch television. And that's why we read books. And Aztec of the City is a good fantasy-based comic book that has real, you know, everyday things that happen in Latino life.
Fernando Rodriguez, I want to thank you for giving us a call this morning. That is right. Producing Aztec of the City, I could even say it's one of the first and maybe the only Chicano comic book heroes that's out there right now.
Oh, man, thank you guys. You know, it's like the movie Luis Valdez's La Bamba, you know, where Richie's sitting in the kitchen and his mom says, you know, what you need is exposure. And that's what Aztec of the City really needs right now. It's a little bit of exposure, and I appreciate you guys having us on the show to get that out there.
No problem. I want to thank you for calling, and you've been tuned in to Block Radio right here on 91.5 FM, KKUP, Cupertino.